of the Shaw's Baptist Student Union, feels the best way we can reflect on becoming human is through Black poetry and Negro spirituals. The title of this is In the Beginning. In the beginning, God created man. What man? Black man? White man? No, man. God said, let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness, and give him dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. How did white man take over the black man? The black man never crept. God made man in his own image. In the image of God was he made. Well, how do we get men of color? Is God black or white? He's multicolored. White man, by some illusion, thought he was superior. Therefore, white made right. So he dominated the world because he was white. But black was not wrong. Where was God doing all this time? He was where he is now, sitting, waiting. He's now turning the tables. Beware, beware. Now, black is beautiful. Dig it, baby. The black man is in poverty, ghettos, and doesn't have a job, but they're together. And beautiful, brilliantly black. How beautiful. Black is beautiful, baby. Dig that. Man, black makes right. It makes you think anyway. God, we are all in your image. Therefore, we are all equal. Be ye black or white, get together. Right, God? Right.
My Lord, what a morning. My Lord, what a morning. My Lord, what a morning. When the make the nations underground, looking at my God's right hand, when the stars begin to
we raise the wheat, they give us the corn. We bake the bread, they give us the crust. We sift the meal, they give us the husk. We peel the meat, they give us the skin. And that's the way we skin the pot. They give us the liquor, and they say that's good enough for niggers.
Nobody knows but he.
Well, son, I'll tell you. Life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It had cracks in it, and splinters, and boards torn up, and places with no carpet on the floor. Bad. But all the time I've been climbing, I've been searching landings, and turning corners. And sometimes in the dark where there ain't been no light. So boy, don't you turn back. Don't you fall now. For I'm still going, honey. I'm still climbing. And life for me ain't been no crystal stair. I've been thinking about the preacher, what he said the other night, about it being people's duty but to keep their faces bright. No one ought to live so pleasant that our temper never rouse, meeting everybody around us with our very nicest smile. That's all right, I ain't a feuding, not a thing that sounds like fact, but you don't catch folks a-grinning with a misery in the back, and you don't find them a-smiling when they's hungry as can be. Leastways, that's how human nature all of things appear to be. We is most all pretty likely for to have our little cares. And I think we's doing first rate when we just go long and bare, without breaking up our faces in a sickly sort of grin, when we know that in our innards we is pintly mad at sin. Oh, there's time for being pleasant and for going smiling round. Cause I don't believe in people always toting round a frown. And it's easy enough to titter when the stew is smoking hot, but it's mighty hard to giggle when there's nothing in the pot.
This Lord of Lord of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This Lord of Lord of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This Lord of Lord of mine,
I see a thousand plays rising up from forgotten graves, and their wounds drip flame on slavery's ground, and their chains shake Dixie with a thunder sound. Gabriel, Gabriel, the end is nigh. What do you wish before you die? That rebellion suckle the slave mother's breath, and black men never, never rest, till slavery's pillars lie splintered in dust, and slavery's chains lie eaten with rust.
Swing, Lord, swing, chariot, come.
They don't come at us by one. They don't come by two, but they come by ten. They got the judges. They got the lawyers. They got the lawyers. They don't come by one. They got the sheriff. They got the deputies. They don't come by twos. They got the shotgun. They got the rope. We get the justice in the end, and they come by ten.
My great God, you've been a tenderness to me. Through the thick and through the thin, you've been a pillar to my soul. You've been like light shining morning in the dark black, an elevator to my spirit. You know about this water that's biting the skies and going out the earth. Last month, Lord, I bid my last boy wait to fight. I got all my boys fighting now for their country. Didn't think about it except it was for freedom. Didn't think cause they were black they wasn't America. Didn't think a thing except they was my sons. And there was mother all over the world sacrificing their sons like you, that your sons be nailed to the world, to the wood, for men to behold the right. Now, I'm a black mother, Lord. I know the now, black and burning these burning times. I can't hold my peace, cause peace ain't fit to mention. When they fighting right here in our own streets, like dogs, mongrel dogs, and hill cats. White is fighting black right here where hate abides like a cancer wound, and freedom is written big across and crossed out. Real blessed God, they dragging us out of cars in Texas, California, Newark, Detroit. Blood on the darkness, Lord. Blood on the pavement, leaning, moaning, and afraid. What has we done? Where and when has we done? They planting the seed of hate down in our bone marrow, and we don't want to hate. We don't speak much in the street where I live, my God. Nobody speak much, but we thinking deep of the black sons and lands far as the wind can go. Black boys fighting this war with them. We thinking deep about their sister stitching airplane cameras, and their old father plowing for wheat, and their mother bending over wash tubs, their brothers at the factory wheels. They all being body beat and spirit beat and heart sore and wondering. Listen, Lord, there ain't nowhere for black mothers to turn. Won't you plant your son's goodness in this land before it's too late? Set your star's sweetness to us over us like yonder lamps before it's too late. Help these men to see they're losing while they're winning, long as they allow themselves to lynch in the city streets and on country roads. How precious, Lord, can I watch my son's eye when he hears these terrible things? How can I pray again when my tongue is near cleaving the roof of my mouth? Tell me, Lord, how? Every time they strike us, they're striking your son. Every time they show us in, they're calling their own children. I'm going to stream before I hope. I'm going to never hush my mouth or lay on this heavy, black, weary, terrible load until I fight to stamp my feet with my black sons on a freedom solid rock and stand there peacefully and look out into the star witness of the sky and land about clean, the sacred land, and people are not afraid again. Lord, let us all see this golden wheat together, harvest the harvest together, touch the fullness and the hallelujah together.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory. known rivers.
I've
known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of human blood in the human veins. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. I bathed in Euphrates when dawns were young. I built my hut near the Congo, and it lulls me to sleep. I looked upon the Nile and raised the pyramids above it. I heard the singing of the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln went down to New Orleans. And I've seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset. I've known rivers ancient, dusty rivers. My soul has grown deep like the river.
We wear the mask that grins and lies. It hides our cheeks and shades our eyes. This debt we pay to human guile. With torn and bleeding hearts we smile, and mouth with myriad subsidies. Why should the world be otherwise? In counting all our tears and signs, nay, let them only see us while we wear the mask. We smile, but, O great Christ, our cries to thee from tortured souls arise. We sing, but oh, the clay is vile beneath our feet along the mile. But let the world dream otherwise. We wear the mask.
Amen.
Some of us here are black, and then some of us are white, and we came to get you to join us in our struggle to become human and hope that in the process you will also become human. It has been said by Dr. King that you can never be what you ought to be until I am what I ought to be, and I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. There's a poem that brings out a point that we would like to bring out here tonight. It's called A Dream. And the poem wants you to understand that the black man doesn't want you to own his problem or fight for his cause. He simply wants you to recognize his problem. For we may ponder, looking yonder, seeking fonder dreams of that which never was and never will be what we seek to find. only in our minds, and there to read the sign that invites us closely dying beneath the vine, and there be locked in bind. While others passing stare at no one's dream grown bare, who'd own it? No one dare, not even air, to own this dream so fair. We have marched, we have rioted, but you, oh great white racism, have not allowed us to be human. But God said, love you.
Out of the fog and take shape. Be present. Stand up and be counted. The days of playing games are over. We'll take about a 5-minute break and then we'll come back together.